So as we come to the end of 2016, let's have a look at what it's been like as a year for those in football management. We're joined by Jack from the Sack Race. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you too, sir.
And a Happy New Year. Thank you.
Now, it's been, I mean, we hear year after year after year that more managers have gone this year than ever before and things like that. But actually, when you drill down the numbers, it has been a very busy year, 2016.
It has. I mean, my brain is fried trying to work out the exact number of casualties. I mean, you think it's quite simple, but it's whether you count like, so if a manager's sacked, then a caretaker's in place. And if he lasts for like a few games, I don't count the new manager coming in. That would count as a change then. But I think there's been around 70 in total from the start of 2016 to now, which is absolutely staggering tally, but then again, not really too surprising. And Bob Bradley became the latest one the other day, so that, I think that's 11 for the Premier League. But it's the Championship where, of course, a lot of Yorkshire clubs are based. It's had 24 changes, I believe, this year, which is quite a high number.
Yeah, and as you mentioned with the Bob Bradley thing, it's not even like Christmas has given any respite. I mean, we've seen Crystal Palace make changes and Big Sam's gone in there. There's Swansea who have sacked their second permanent manager of the season. I mean, who knows whether or not the third's going to last any more than a month or two with them as well. In terms of people who have been seen as the most in demand then, I'm going to guess, and I know I'm a Huddersfield fan, and I say this with a great deal of bias toward that, but I'm going to guess that David Wagner at Huddersfield, he is somebody who, through the course of 2016, is probably on a bit of a curve where didn't start that much in demand, but by the end of the year, we've heard about Wolfsburg, Ingolstadt, there was talk of Aston Villa. He and his stock, I imagine, has gone through the roof.
I thought he might crop up, but this is a bit early. But no, yeah, he's had an absolutely incredible year. Well, since he joined, I think it was November, wasn't it, 2015. He's had a remarkable season so far. I think you're back 4 wins in a row, is it? And, yeah, he was linked with Wolfsburg, like, remember speaking to at the time, quite nervous, is he going to go? Of course, he signed a new contract. That won't stop him being linked with both Championship clubs, Premier League clubs, and even, as we've seen, on the continent. But hopefully for you guys, yeah, you can continue your progression and get that promotion. But unfortunately, as if you keep playing well, he will continue to be linked with other clubs, yeah.
What about other managers then that have had big impacts? I mean, we've spoken about David Wagner. Who else has impressed in 2016?
So it's been the obvious ones, like Antonio Conte at Chelsea. I remember he was they lost a couple of games in, I think, September, and he was suddenly under pressure. And then shortly after, he was just the favourite for the sack race out of nowhere, and that proved to be a false alarm. But he's 12 wins in a row. You just can't see when they're going to drop points there. Already there's about a 6-point gap at the top. But looking elsewhere, this is a man who's heavily panned all the time, including by myself. But Steve McLaren has had an absolute stunner back at Derby. I think he's won 9 of his 12 games since he returned. They've gone from hovering above the relegation zone to 1 point off the playoffs. So he's had an incredible impact. We've had Gary Monk at Leeds. Could this be the manager who can take Leeds up to the Premier League? They're doing well. Looking back to last season, Neil Warnock at Rotherham, they were in real trouble when he arrived, and just, as he does, had a great impact with them and saved them from the drop. Elsewhere, Paul Heckingbottom at Barnsley, he stepped up to the plate after Lee Johnson left last season, and they went on to win promotion, and they've had a great start to the current season. I think they're around ninth, I think, so they're not too far off the playoffs. And of course, a certain manager in charge of Huddersfield as well. But yeah, it's been quite a few managers that we criticise managers a lot, but I think obviously the ones just said deserve a round of applause for how well they've done or did at the clubs they arrived at, yeah.
Yeah, in 2016, Neil Warnock now finds himself at Cardiff City, but he had done that brilliant job at Rotherham, turning them round last season, and had they have kept him, who knows where the Millers might be. However, when we kind of analyse the year in football management, you can't really ignore Rotherham, can you?
No, not at all. I mean, they've accounted for four changes in the whole of 2016. So there's obviously something wrong behind the scenes. I mean, they started the year with Redfern. Warnock came in, as you said, did an excellent job. Then Stubbs came in from Hibs, and he didn't do too well. So he only lasted about, I think, 12, 14 games. Then Kenny Jackett came in. You'd think he's a manager known for long spells at clubs. He's a cool, calm and well-respected manager. But he, five games, and he left. It was quite amazing. So obviously something going on there. But they've actually picked up a couple of wins under Paul Warne, their caretaker manager. I think he's won two out of five games, which is really good considering they'd only won, I think, one game all season. They beat Wigan 3-2, which was a massive game the other day. So he's the 1-4 favourite for the job, and it looks like he'll either be, probably appointed till the end of the season. But, four casualties in 1 year is something. I think Yorkshire in total had nine, so they've had nearly half of that, which is quite a statistic.
Really is. I think Rotherham fans are well aware of the situation. I think they could fancy some stability.
Rub it in.
Finally, Jack, what was the biggest shock departure as you saw it this year?
I think it's not been too many like massive shocks, but if we're talking about recently, Gary Rowett at Birmingham, I mean, that one came out the blue. Usually you get an inkling of when someone's going to go. That was just out of nowhere. Hugely surprised. I remember everyone in the office, we thought it was sort of like an April Fool's, just in December, whenever it was, November. And there's been, I mean, Kike Flores at Watford, I was quite surprised to see him go at the end of the season because he had such a great season with Watford. And then there's been a couple of managers who have moved down the leagues, as opposed to, you often see a manager, if he's done well at a club, go up a league. But we've had like Martin Allen move from Barnet to Eastleigh. You've had Mark Cooper from Notts County to Forest Green. And there was another one from Shrewsbury to Tranmere, was it Mickey Mellon, I think?
Mellon made that move,
A few that have gone down to the clubs with real money in the conference who have managed to lure managers down from League One even. So they're not so much a shock, but like a surprise.
Yeah, been a busy old year. I suspect 2017 is going to be pretty busy for you guys in the sack race office as well. For now, though, Jack Kitson, been brilliant to get you on. Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year, sir.
Thanks very much, guys. See you too.